Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we are going to be talking about something personal, near and dear to my heart. And the title of the show is The Jack of All Trades, Master of ... We're going to talk about how it is an advantage to being a jack of all trades. It's really personal for me, like I was saying, because I have so much experience in different areas. I have never been on just one track with one company, but I've been all over the place. And people always say, oh, you're a jack of all trades, but they leave off the last part to be polite. And we're going to talk about today the advantages of being a jack of all trades and using experience from all different areas, different industries, different businesses, different subjects, and trying to use those to our advantage and leverage them. Just like a really famous person that I'm sure you've heard of, and we'll get into that in a second. Before we do, don't forget about our business plan contest. You have till March 31st to get your business plan to me however you can. Go check out episode 90. If you want to see the details, you can also look at the official rules that are in the show notes. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me. You can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I'd really appreciate you sharing the show. The show live streams on the Cross Politic channels at 12 p.m. Pacific every weekday. Give me a follow. I'd really love to hear from you guys and just to be your friend or be a Twitter follower or an Instagram follower or whatever the social platform calls it. We are part of the Cross Politic Network. I got my mug. Do you got your membership? Got some green tea in it today. If you go over to crosspolitic.com, soon to be the Fight Laugh Feast Network, you can become a member and you can come alongside of us. If you believe in what we're doing, if you are a supporter of our shows, if you are a supporter of the message that we are getting out there, proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to come alongside of us and be part of that and help contribute and help come alongside of us, then become a member. Not only do you get to be part of what we're building and help us build the blocks of what the Lord is doing with us, but you get great benefits. You get great show content, you get great discounts, and if you put HDBT in the memo field when you subscribe, you get one of those mugs that I have, and you can drink green tea with me along the show, and it could be like we're best buds, and we're just having a conversation one-on-one. What's better than that? So go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, don't forget to put that HDBT in the memo field, and you will get a sweet mug just like me. Before we get into our main topic today, I wanted to also bring this up because this show is about how to make you successful, and I want you to be successful in every area, but especially business. And one way to be successful in business is not only to be smart about business and to get wisdom and have mentorship and experience and skills and all that stuff, but it's also part of eating right. And I had this really great study that came through my email, and it was comparing monounsaturated fats versus trans fats. And it was talking about the benefits from this one study where they compared the Mediterranean diet, and it just has a really high, or it's really rich in monounsaturated foods, like what you would get in virgin olive oil, avocados, macadamia nuts, those kinds of things. And what it does is it really protects your neurons and boosts your neurotransmissions, whatever that means. But it has to do with your memory. And in fact, when you have a diet that's high in these monounsaturated fats, which at one time they thought were bad for you, that it actually reduces your chances of getting dementia over a six-year period. And they noticed that people had improved memory and attention. So if you find yourself needing to improve your attention, maybe you have ADD, quote unquote, if you do, I don't know. I feel like a doctor just prescribes every child that. Or if your memory is lacking, maybe you should look at your diet and start investing in your diet and buying some avocados, macadamia, and olive oil, and seeing if that can help you and turn it around for you. Also, stay away from the trans fats on the other side, like cookies, margarine, processed food, which is funny. They even mentioned vegan cheese. Like, it's so funny. Probably all the people that eat vegan cheese thinking they're all healthy and stuff. And it turns out that those trans fats in some of those cheeses are actually increasing your chances of getting Alzheimer's and hurting your memory. So very interesting. And I love nutrition. I'm not like a super over the board health nut, I don't think. I just don't like the sugars. Try to keep away from the raw sugars. Try to stay away from as much processed food as possible and just eat healthy, eat what God created. And it turns out that God really has put something into nutrition. And it's interesting too, reading the studies about your gut and the bacteria and how important that is and how that's linked to diseases and things like that. So it's really interesting. Anyways, so maybe that is something that you should examine in your diet and see if that helps increase your memory and all that good stuff. All right, so I want to talk about today, and it's an article that I was reading. I thought it was really fascinating, and he just brought up a really good point. They were talking about Elon Musk. You know him from Tesla. You know him from SpaceX, PayPal, and he builds a bunch of tunnels under the city, and he's going to do what the government cannot do and build an on-the-ground transportation, high-speed transportation, I guess, high-speed transportation. I come from California where they have the high-speed rail, quote-unquote. That's a complete disaster. But apparently he's doing it for a lot less, and he's doing it through the city, which is very impressive. And what this article does, what this author talks about, is how he is able to leverage all of the different information he has from different parts of the world, different parts of the industries, different hobbies, sci-fi books, and he uses this all together, all this knowledge, and he takes it and makes a differentiation in his businesses. He uses knowledge from one industry and applies it to another, and he's really good at boiling down the facts and making competitive advantages for his companies. And that's why he's able to be so successful. And that's really encouraging for me. I don't know about you, but my whole life I've been told that you need to be really good at one thing and just do that well. And I started having this complex, like, well, I'm really interested in a lot of different things, and I don't really feel like I'm an expert at one thing. In fact, I often get bored way before the point of becoming an expert at something, because I kind of get it and I want to move on and learn something else. I just love learning. It's not that I have a problem with learning. I just love learning a bunch of different things. And so I was having this complex in my life until I realized that that can be an incredible advantage. It's amazing what happens when you stop fearing how God made you and accepting it and looking for the benefits and the reasons God made you the way you are. And once you realize that, it's just something different changes in your outlook, where you can start leveraging what God has created you for and start using those skills and being productive and adding value and not live in fear. I'm so convinced, and I think it's really clear in the Bible, that we should never be doing things out of fear, but out of love and edifying and growing and blessing people. And God has equipped, He created each one of us for that. And that's just a beautiful thing. And that's why I really love the story. So the story, or the author, starts out with this question: is how is it even possible that Elon Musk could build 4 multi-billion dollar companies by his 40s? That is impressive. Man, God has really blessed this guy, even though I believe he's an atheist. He's really scared of artificial intelligence, if you've seen any of his interviews. And they've been in 4 separate fields, which is really amazing. It's not that he just knows one industry really well and he's made 4 multi-billion dollar companies, but they're in different areas, and he breaks them down to software, engineer, transportation, aerospace, software, PayPal, energy, solar city, I think is what it was, transportation, obviously Tesla, and aerospace is SpaceX. So, and then he starts listing some of his expertise: rocket science, engineering, construction, tunneling, physics, and artificial intelligence. Although I would say physics probably plays a large part into all of these different things. And you know he knows physics really well because he can explain things really simply for someone like me who doesn't know a lot about physics, although I think it's absolutely fascinating. I absolutely love science and real science, not the religious part of science. Anyways, I'm just going off of tangents again. I think I'm going to start building a bad habit of going on tangents the longer this podcast goes on. But he can explain things simply. And that is a good tip or clue for you. If you want to know if you can, or if you know something well, if you have mastered a subject, you should ask yourself or go and talk to somebody that doesn't know anything about that area and see if you can explain it in a way that's so simple that they understand. It takes a big amount of it takes a lot of understanding, it takes mastery, it takes intellect to be able to articulate complex things in a simple way. And if you can do that, you know a subject well. And that's a good, if you're taking tests in school, if you're looking for doing a presentation as an authoritative figure, is find somebody who you can try to explain it to. And if they can get it in the simplest forms, then you got it, then you've mastered it. And you've mastered the skill of communicating that to them as well. So that's a good tip. And then in the article, they talk about the conventional wisdom is to focus on one field, jack of all trades and a master of none. And like I said, that I had a complex for the longest time because I kept hearing that. That you have so much experience in so many different areas, but what are you really good at? And I just started playing that over my head. I was like, what am I really good at? And then one day it really clicked to me that I'm really good at learning, and I'm really good, maybe not as good as Elon Musk. I haven't made four multi-billion dollar companies, but I'm really good at applying different things I've learned from different areas, different industries, just like Elon. But again, not to the extent that he has. I'm not trying to build myself up here and make pittance compared to what he's made. But that in and of itself was a skill for me. And once I embraced it and accepted it, I was able to go into a field or go into a different company with all these ideas in the back of my mind of lessons I've learned, how things work, what worked, what didn't work, and start looking for ways to find solutions to problems where I was at in that day, where the industry and the norms and the culture always did things one way, always solved problems one way. I was able to take things that I've learned in the past from different areas altogether and apply them in a new way to where I was at in the moment. And that becomes an incredible advantage that you have, that somebody who is an expert in that one field or that one area or that one company, maybe they're a subject matter expert that's been to one company for 40 years, and you've been somebody that's been at six companies over 10 years. Well, that one person is gonna know their company that's been there for 40 years really well, and they're gonna know everybody, who to go to, who to talk to, and that's all great, and that's not bad either. But if you have had relationships built with people from other companies, if you've learned cultures, multiple different cultures, and how to work in different cultures, and how they solve problems, and how they managed, and how they articulated their vision, that is a great thing to come into a company and use and leverage and to build and to adjust and make critiques and incremental changes, because you're going to have experience that those people that have been in one company their whole life don't have. So be thinking about that for yourself. If you feel like you are a jack of all trades, don't think of yourself as a master of none, but think of yourself as a master of moving and gaining experience in different fields. And how can you leverage that and take advantage of it? And they give an example in the article, and it's going to be in the show notes, you can check it out, of being somebody in the tech industry. And if you've only been in the tech industry, you're going to be limited to technology, or maybe you're in IT and you're going to be stuck in IT, and you're going to be competing with other people who have only been in IT. And there's not going to be anything that really differentiates yourself. But if you know about biology, and maybe it's a hobby, or maybe you just come from that industry as from before you were in the tech industry and you know tech, then you can combine your tech and what you know in the tech field with biology. And you can take what you've learned from biology and create technology solutions for biology problems. And vice versa as well. If you come from a tech industry, maybe it's a hobby, maybe it's what you do on the side, and you're in the biology field, however, maybe in biosciences, maybe you are in a lab, then you can take your tech and apply that to your company or your lab or wherever it is and have technology solutions to biology problems. And that will differentiate you as the competitive workforce gets more competitive and how robots are replacing jobs, you're going to be able to have a unique skill set of combining two things that don't normally go together, tech and biology, and offer value to an employer, offer value as you start your own company. And isn't that what technology has been doing, disrupting industries in all these different kinds of different places that we've seen in health insurance and banking and investing and all these different areas? They're taking tech and taking some other area and combining them to solve solutions that the industry of itself was never solving on their own or wasn't solving on their own in a fast way that tech could. So you could do that in a microcosm, in a small way, yourself, personally. It doesn't have to be an industry disruption. It could be a career disruption. And you can revolutionize your career, revolutionize your skill set by combining different experiences and skills that you have and creating unique value propositions to the world. And they go in and they talk about what he does, which is really really great. And one of the things is like Musk apparently speed reads. If you read the average amount of books in a week, he reads 60 times that. I think they say he reads 2 books a day when he was a kid, and he just read more than that. He devotes 5 hours a week to just learning something, anything. Whatever he's curious about, 5 hours. And he makes a point to do it in different fields, so he's getting experience. And then he learns to understand the principles and the core facts or the elements of the field that he's studying, and he looks to connect them into the fields that he already has learned. And that's kind of how he's been able to be successful and make these multi-billion dollar companies in different areas. And then he talks about how other people are like this too, that do the same thing, of set aside time to devote to learning something outside of their normal field. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Larry Page, and Jeff Bezos. All pretty popular, successful guys. Maybe that's something that you can implement into your week. If you're looking to grow, if you're looking to advance, if you're looking for a change in your life, set aside 5 hours a week to learning something new. Maybe something that you've always wondered about, that you've been curious about. Just try setting aside a little bit of time every day to learning about that subject. And then look for ways that you can take your already existing experience and combine that to create solutions to problems at work or a company that you are starting yourself. If you have any questions about that, comments, if you have any feedback about that, if you have done that yourself, if you have been spending hours a week learning about a new field and you have stories about how you've leveraged those different experiences and knowledge into different value propositions, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about your ideas and what you've been doing. Again, find me, email me at matthowtobuild10.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.